So today, I said that I have a Christmas message, and that's true. But and the title of the message is Peace on Earth. And it could have been called, I loved what Jeannie just read, I believe you said from the book of Luke. And I don't see her now, but maybe. You there, Pikes? No, I think we lost.
There's Tom.
Oh, we're here.
No, they're, okay, you're there. It just went dark. But it said, what did it say, Jeannie? To lead your way in your feet into the ways of peace, the prophecy of Zechariah.
It was the prophecy of Zechariah out of
Can
Luke.
you read that again, the last part of that verse?
Yeah. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
So that could be the title of the message today. It really could be. And of course, you guys always prepare the way. That's really the Holy Spirit that does that, because the prayers just kind of echoed the message today. And I'd like us to turn to Luke 19:42. Which says this: if you had known, even you, especially in your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. Let's commit this time to prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you that in your grace we have been saved, brought out of darkness, and that we have peace with you. Lord, through your shed blood, through your death on the cross, what a privilege it is to be a believer. Now, Lord, we know that many things are hidden in the Word of God, and we thank you, Lord, that you continue to reveal these things to us. Now, Lord, we need help in speaking. Help in hearing. So, Lord, we ask you to help us. We need you, Lord. We cling to you and just ask for your help in Jesus' name. So here, this phrase kind of struck me. If you, especially in your day, would have known the things that make for your peace. And that just struck me, especially in our day. You know, we're in a difficult day too. We're in a day where many men are not at peace with one another. You know, you could just look at things geopolitically. I can't remember in my lifetime where the two parties were more separated from each other in the way they think, in their philosophies. And many men, you know, even you can take this, we have talked about this, I did on a separate message, this idea of coronavirus. It's even split families. People have so many different opinions on it, so many different things. We said it's up to the husband to kind of keep the family at peace through this time. You know, and for as much as is possible, is the verse that strikes me, to be at peace with one another, you know, as believers through these difficult days. These are difficult days we live in. Especially in these days, we need to know. And by God's grace, it's not hidden from our eyes where our peace is. And I'm going to say right up front, two principles we've heard before. We have peace with God, which Paul talked about. But many times the peace of God eludes us, even as believers. It can be hidden from our eyes, as this verse says. Now, we know this applied to the Jews at the time and missing the call of the Messiah. But I think, you know, there's always a dual message in Scripture. And this is the message here. This can be hidden from us. Because the first thing, peace of God, we have the first moment we believe. Every child of God's been called out of Egypt, saved by that Passover lamb, and has peace with God. But that second, the peace of God's going to take the exercising of our faith and some cooperation on our parts. Man, this is really important, of course, in our day. So, but here's another thing I want to say, is that both the peace of God and peace of God are the birthright of every child of God. Now, both. It's very important, these two things. Peace with God, which is absolutely guaranteed, but the peace of God that goes with us as we walk with Him. And we'll explain that a little bit more as we go on. Now, I'd like to share a screen because, I mean, how many times have we seen an actor or a sports athlete or somebody stand up and what they'll say at the end of their little speech, what they'll say is world peace. Something that's proven quite elusive. So I have a little video here that I found online I'd like to share, if I can figure this out. We see that? Can you thumbs up if you can see it?
Yes, okay.
Yes, isn't that the giant question?
Depends.
Credo che bisognerebbe prima chiedersi se sia possibile la pace dentro me stessi.
Yes, be centered. If there's unity in all of us.
Ik ben bang van niet. Het zit in de aard van de mens om oorlog te maken.
많은 어려움이 있겠지만 가능하다고 생각합니다.
Yes.
Nee. J'ai l'impression que tant qu'il y aura des hommes, il n'y aura jamais de paix.
Φυσικά και είναι εφικτή. Απλώς πρέπει να κατανοήσεις πρώτα την αγάπη.
Θεωρητικά, конечно, возможен, а практически, мне кажется, нет.
Te escolhi. Nada más se da esto.
Yo creo que la paz es posible si colaboramos todos.
Με τη λογική του ανθρώπου, όχι.
Yes, I do believe peace on earth is really possible.
Μόλα. Δεν είναι μόνο η πάσα.
Так, так, если можно.
No, no es posible la paz en el mundo.
Te quiero tomar más.
Diría que es casi imposible que haya paz en la Tierra, porque las opiniones humanas nos llevan a discutir y dejar de pelear en parte sería perder nuestra humanidad.
Sí, siempre.
No.
¿Quién también se usa?
Prima pensate a far pace con mia madre e me e poi pensiamo alla pace del mondo.
Zartega pochlepa ne more biti danas.
As long as people they can get together, there'll be peace and harmony.
Yani şu sistem içinde mümkün değil.
Yes.
Bu kanım var.
Jest możliwe, wszystko zależy od ludzi.
Moguće mir, ali mi ga ne želimo očigledno.
Stignuti na svetovan mir je возможен ako horota iščeznut od zemljata.
I don't think so. Too many egos, too many people, too many weapons.
If love is equally distributed to all of the world, peace can be shared.
Okay, so this is I like us now to turn to Luke, the Christmas story, part of the Christmas story, chapter 2, verse 8 through 14. Now this section that is going to be what I'm going to read here, this is in Charlie Brown Christmas, which now, unfortunately, Apple owns. And so it's not going to be on national TV this year. You have to go to rent it, I believe, from Apple TV, from what I've heard. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I heard. Is that true, Bryn? Yes. Bryn's saying yes. Okay, thank you. So let's go ahead and read these, though, beginning at verse 8 of chapter 2 of the book of Luke. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, watching over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God. to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. So these guys were scared out of their wits, but they got the greatest story ever told, got revealed to them on that night. Quite an amazing thing. I love that phrase that it says there in verse 9, that the glory of the Lord shone around them. And we're going to allude to that a little bit later. But verse 14 is in this section is what I want to concentrate on. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. So there it is. Proclaim from heaven on the earth peace and goodwill towards men. Now, peace is elusive, and yet here is a heavenly host, a multitude. We have no idea how many, but just put it this way, so many that you couldn't count them, and they had a very simple message that they must have said in harmony for them to get this. This is the message. Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace. Now, I'm going to diverge from this a little bit. There's a word called metta. That comes from the Buddhist language. From their scriptures, so to speak. From what I understand. They call it now the Pali language. It comes from that. Now, there's a basketball player, and he played for the Indiana Pacers, and his name was Ron Artest. And he was known for an especially violent incident where he went into the stands and attacked fans, was punching fans. I'm sure fans were punching him back. It was quite an ugly incident. One of the ugliest incidents you've ever seen in sports. In fact, you can go look it up on YouTube. It's so unbelievable. So he had a novel idea. He would take this word metta, which comes from Buddhism, which stands for, now listen to what it stands for. It stands for loving kindness and goodwill. Loving kindness and goodwill. So he changed his name to Metta World Peace. Then he came and he became a member of the Lakers and a few championships teams. He's a pretty good player. He played with Kobe and some of the other players. And yet after his name was changed, he made this big change in his life. You can look this one up too. Metta World Peace threw one of the most vicious intentional elbows to James Harden, who's a player that still plays nowadays. You can look it up. Right into the guy's throat as hard as he could. Metta World Peace. So it's not what we do. It's not changing our name. It's not how we think we're going to be different. But no, this is declared by this heavenly host. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. So it's the man, let me put it this way. I believe it's the man of heaven. The peace of heaven is Jesus Christ. The peace of our life is Jesus Christ. So put it another way, the very peace of heaven became the peace of earth. So it is possible. This is what we're saying. Though we saw that video and so many said it's impossible, peace on earth is possible, because it's an amazing, mind-boggling statement. Now I'd like to turn, and this is how I got there, because this is where I am in my study of the word, or I should say the preaching of the word, is to John chapter 20 now, verses 19 and 20. Think of Jesus as the person of peace of heaven and of earth. John chapter 20, beginning in verse 19. Then on the same day of the evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came, can I say, he came right through the doors. We know it a different way. He didn't open the door. He appeared. He came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. So I liked what one brother read wrote in a commentary. He had the heading here to this section, and it said this. This is F.B. Meyer. He said, the risen Lord gives peace. I thought that was interesting. But here it is again. I like us to focus on these two things that we said in the beginning. We have peace with God and the peace of God. And the first is peace with God, and we have it, and he shows us right here. When he showed them, he said this. It's intentional what the Lord did here. This isn't a coincidence. Peace be with you, he says. And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his sides, and the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So there it is, the picture of the cross. The fact that Christ died for us gives us peace with God, for every dear child of God. The second message here, though, is that we're supposed to go out as ambassadors and take forth this message of reconciliation with God and man to the world. But how do we do it? I believe what he's telling us here very specifically is how we do it. We do it by an anointing that the Lord gives us by the Holy Spirit. Every child of God, again, has been given the Holy Spirit. But we have to go forward with the peace of God. Now, just because we change our names to Meta, I do want to talk about Buddhism for a second. Just back to this root word. Buddhism offers a form of peace. I'm not going to deny that. It's a form. But it's not the person. It's not the reality. I would call it a counterfeit. It's a counterfeit peace. We're talking about the real peace of God here now. And this was what can even elude us. And many times, if we're honest, does elude us. The peace of God. We all know we have peace with God, or we should. I hope we do. And I want to further illustrate this picture by just turning your Bible back to verse 17 of chapter 20. It might sound strange to you, but this is how I'm putting it together. This is Jesus when he's risen from the dead. And Mary realizes it's Jesus, that he's very much alive. And this is what Jesus says to her. Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go tell my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my God and your Father, and my God and your God. So he's saying, I've not yet ascended to the Father, so stop clinging to me. In another way, I think he's saying this. A day is coming when I am ascended to the Father. It would be 40 days later, we know. And then you're meant to cling to me for your peace. See, in doing so, we're cooperating. And it takes our faith. It takes our faith to realize an exercise in our faith that we are entitled to walk in the peace of God, which only comes from the person of the Lord Jesus. It doesn't come anywhere else. It just doesn't. You know, we think, well, I've done something wrong, or there's something in my past that forbids me to have a privilege to the peace of God. Well, that's not true. That's an absolute lie that we need to disown. That's not true according to the Word of God. Jesus says here, peace be with you, and he shows us his hands and his side. No matter what we've done, our brother James, in James, I appreciate it, what he said. He said, we all stumble in many ways. So we have a right of privilege to Christ Jesus, is all I'm saying. We have peace with God, but we need to take serious the fact that he wants it. He wants this peace with peace of God in our lives. But that takes a special intimacy in a relationship with God, with us as beloved. We can't walk in the peace of God if we ignore the person of the Lord Jesus, especially the revelation of him, of course, through his word. But here's what, let's put it another way again, thinking of what Jesus said to the Jews, but I believe what he's saying to us in this troubled day. If you would have known what makes for your peace. Now I pray, maybe by God's grace, this sinks into my ears and all of our ears. If we would have known what makes for our peace. So to walk in the peace of God, the closeness and the intimacy of the relationship that he has given us. We're his dearly beloved child. You know, we've got a lot of, well, even I've got a son that's, has been in a lot of trouble, and others have others that are close to us that have been in a lot of trouble. But, you know, it's understanding this, these two principles. It's not what you've done, it's where you're walking, where we walk today. And if you're a dearly beloved child of God, and somebody says this in our prayer meetings, if you're a dearly beloved child of God, you have right to the peace of God. We do. We have to believe that. The devil's going to tell us everything else that says we're not entitled to it. That's just not true. But you know what? It only comes by that clinging that Mary had. Now, what's so special about Mary? And in fact, as I was going through this section, I said, man, I told the Lord, I really want to meet her someday. She's an important person for me to meet. You know, I think that prayer is going to be answered. It might take a million years. But this woman, Jesus was everything to her. She just couldn't let go of him. And that's the secret to the key of the peace of God. That's the secret to us walking forth and having the message. You know, if we, you might say, oh, well, I'm quite an anxious person by nature. That's actually, that might be an advantage in what I'm talking about here, because then we know where we have to go to get it. But this is something that only, I believe, comes by walking in intimacy with the Son of God. It's a picture of a marriage, of course, a love relationship that we have with the Lord Jesus. But left to our own perspectives, think of today, even in this day, what does it bring? A lack of peace. I've experienced that when I'm looking out there geopolitical and all the different opinions and things, it's going to be trouble. But thank goodness we have the ability to look to his wounds. Let's simplify it, to look to his wounds and to cling to the risen Christ. But the Lord loves us, and this is anything that God gains, I love it. Another brother said it, that the Lord will test it to see if it's genuine, the testing of our faith. And so this peace of God has to be tested. There can only be one place that we can go for the peace of God, and that's to the Lord Jesus himself. You see, if we think of everything as going on, I've thought, and I just wrote a few things down. Are we troubled today? Are we exhausted? Is a dear one sick? Maybe even somebody here has lost somebody to this virus. What about the injustice? There's a lot of people would say, especially me in a small businessman would say, you know, there's a lot of injustice going on in today's world. You know, Home Depot can stay open and probably go down there today in the Christmas season. You might have a couple thousand people down there in Monrovia just thronging this place. But a small businessman can't show his wares at a convention center, even if it's outdoors. They're disallowing such things. It's just kind of a random thing. And a lot of people think there's injustice. You know, people that have businesses where they've employed thousands of people, maybe over even as many as 50 or 100 years, have gone out of business during this time. So there's been a loss of life, which is staggering. And there's also been a loss of people's livelihoods, which is staggering. You know, this is a difficult day that we're living in. But are we tired, you know, are we tired of our own sins? I know we get there. That's what the Lord makes these things clear to us. Maybe even we rejoice and things are going all hunky-dory, you know. We're making money hand over fist or whatever it might be. And we have a form of peace. That's a counterfeit, just like the counterfeit of the peace of Buddhism. For every believer, through all the things we go through, there's only one place, and I know this, I'm speaking to the choir, but there's only one place to get rest, to lead our feet, as Zechariah said, into the way of peace. And that's in the greatness of our intimate relationship that he's given us with the risen Lord. And it makes for our peace, especially in these days. Let's just turn that phrase around now. This makes for our peace, especially today. In fact, I bet you I could turn this on as a testimony meeting right now. I think some of us have learned to rely upon the Lord's peace in these troubled days like maybe we never had before. We might even look back towards these days in future years and say, you know what? The Lord gave me something during that time that I would not trade for any amount of money in the world. And this is a practical message. Every issue of life can be taken here, regardless of the disappointments of life. And I love Ephesians 2:14, where our brother Paul makes it very clear. It's one of my... I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite verses in the entire Bible. It says, for he himself is our peace. Now that means the very person of the Lord Jesus. It's not good living, although that contributes, of course. But it's understanding, believing, putting practical shoe leather to the fact that he's our peace. Everything about him and believing it and casting off everything else that would get in the way of believing that life's got to be right, things got to go as I expect. No, it's he himself, the very person, the Lord Jesus, is our peace. See, it's like as if, how great is this peace if we're close and intimate to the Lord in this relationship? I just wrote this down. It overwhelms the disappointments of life, which can be many. And that's the peace of God and goodwill towards man. Now, taking these verses, another verse that the Lord, that happened to these shepherds, the glory of the Lord shone around these shepherds. Show you how great this relationship. The glory of the Lord shines in the heart of every believer. That Christmas day of what happened when the heavenly host was there, this is in the heart. Now, it's going to take faith again. This is a reality. This is something we know and everyone here knows because we've heard it so many times, but it's true. The glory of God is resonant in the heart of every believer. And so today, in closing, I would just say, I would pray that after hearing our message today, that we never doubt again where our peace comes from. Both the peace of God and peace with God. And it'll help give us a focus. It'll help recalibrate us every day. I like what Paul said, you know, every day we remember that cross. Every day we remember where our peace comes. Every day we let, you know, I like there's that song that, you know, I don't know what hymn it is, but, you know, when the devil brings accusations, I'll let them know right where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
And where we stand is in Christ. We have both peace with God and the peace of God. So let me close in prayer here. Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much, and we thank you for our relationships with one another and with you. What a privilege this is, that you've opened paradise to us. We want to tell you, we know we're unworthy, but goodness gracious, we're going to take it, Lord. We thank you that we have peace with you, and that we're entitled to the peace of God. That's a great privilege. Now help us walk by faith and not by sight. In spite of all these things that may or may not be against us, Lord, we want to walk by the Holy Spirit and victoriously in you. So we pray that that you would keep this message with us through this Christmas season, and we commit it to you in Jesus' name.